Nazir chapter 9, Mishnah 3. Hamotze meis betchila mushkav kadaka. So if one finds a corpse lying for the first time in its usual manner, a guy's digging, and not digging too far, but he's like digging, I don't know, a ditch or something, and he finds a corpse lying there. And the corpse is lying in the way that Jewish corpses in those days were buried, which the Gemara says was feet together, hands over the chest. That's how they were buried in those days. I don't know what's done now. What's done now? Same way, different way. It actually says in the commentaries that we do it differently today. But in those days, that's how the corpse was buried. Feet together, hands across the chest. So now you can only move a corpse after it's been buried if it was put there in the first place as a temporary measure. It was put, you know, they used to do that. They used to put the corpse there, let it, the flesh decompose, and then they would move the bones later. But if it was put there permanently, you couldn't move it. Right? You couldn't move it afterwards. So it says, Noitlova est tvasa. You can move the corpse in this case, remove it, and it's tvusa, which he says is the ground beneath it where the like flesh would seep into, you know, so you could move it in this case over here. Matza shnan, but if you find two corpses, Noitlova est tvasa, you can also move them and the ground beneath them. But matza shlosha, but if you find three corpses in the same area, then arba amos, if there's between 4 and 8 amos between the corpses, harazu shchunat kfaros, then that's the way corpses were buried in a proper cemetery, and then you assume that what you found, you've stumbled across a cemetery, and they were buried there permanently in the first place, and then you can't move them. You can't move the corpses. And then he says, kamenu halan esrim ama, you should dig 20 amas in all of the directions to see if there are any other corpses around. If you find another corpse, then you should dig from there 20 amas. So you should keep doing this process. So you find the whole cemetery. You want to now mark off this area as a cemetery, as a tame area. Because there's a basis for the matter, once you've started finding dead corpses, and you must check. Even though if you found it initially, you would have been able to move it. If there was a corpse 20 meters away on its own, if you'd found it initially, you would have been able to move it because it's one corpse. But now that it's linked to the cemetery, right, the other three, so now you can't move it. So it depends which one you found first.